Thanks. Life's getting better.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
By the way, that number, folks, is a number that is available 24/7. When I give you the number to the office here to call in for the Sons of Liberty radio time, it's 1-877-807-9977. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, 1-877-807-9977. The number that he's actually conveying to you folks out there that are listening, that's a number that you can get a hold of us 24/7 if you'd like to. Aside of that, welcome to the show, folks. It's a beautiful day, a little muggy in the state of Minnesota here. It's May 23rd, Wednesday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Jake McMillan should be in just a couple of minutes here. He had to run down to Planet Minneapolis from Planet Annandale, Minnesota. And that's how far it really is. I think he takes a rocket ship. I'm not sure, but I know it's a long ways away. And by the way, this one works. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. As you all well know, the Sons of Liberty are not about just reporting the news. We're making the news. And there's a different facet to what we're called to do here because we're always interjecting the answers. And the way that you bring forth the answers is to lay out the foundations as to who we are. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington. And what did John Adams say? That our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's totally inadequate to the government of any other. America is having the problems that they're having, all 53 countries that are listening to me right now, because they've gotten away from their two foundations, the Bible and the Constitution, hand in glove. And we can see that on all of our civil buildings, because God has not left himself without a witness. Moses and the Ten Commandments are in all the civil buildings in the states of our union, all 50 of them. His name's also on our money. Leviticus 25:15 is on the Liberty Bell. Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court building. All of our veterans with Christian crosses over the top of their heads. The two flags flying during the Revolutionary War were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. You couldn't graduate public high schools in the United States of America, folks, that are listening to me without, until you graduated Bible courses, yet you have people in the United States that are kicking against their very foundations, and they wonder why they're losing their freedoms today. And it's interesting that foreign people come to our country and they can tell us who we are. For those that don't know who we are within the states. And again, if you go to Washington, D.C., anytime you like to take the time to go there, you can clearly see who we are. 25 of our 55 signers had seminary degrees. I can go on and on and on and on, folks, as to who we are and where we came from. But if you'd like to see us, back to my point, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1 on my Twitter, BradleyDean1. And another heads up, if you'd like to be a part of the show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, just for those that are trying to figure out what's going on with Mr. Dean here on the Sons of Liberty, I just drank some carbonated pop. And I'm, what's happening is trying to get to the surface. You know, you've heard that saying, excuse me for being so rude. It was not me. It was my food. It got so lonely down below, it had to come up and say hello. Oh, yes, folks. What I have on my utility belts is just incredible. And you, every show, folks, you always see the new expression of what is on our utility belts. Well, the man of many talents. I appreciate that, Carrie. I really do. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, doesn't it get a little sickening day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, hearing conservative radio continuously like a little dog chase their tail? It's called circular reasoning. They just talk about whatever's thrown to them through this socialist administration. And what the socialist administration knows, this socialist administration knows, is that if you get people asking the wrong questions, then they don't have to bother giving them the right answers. And what's scary about it is these are grown-ups. These people that are broadcasting contrived news on a 24/7, it's the bone they throw to the dog because they know that the conservatives will talk about it. Should I say the professed conservatives? Because we know what conservatives are. Conservatives are those that preserve. We're preservatives. And by the way, the patriot, the word patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, is to uphold dying laws. And you don't separate patriot from Christian because they're one and the same. And so does conservative fall in line. You know, conservative is a preservative, and what preserves? Salt. The salt and light, you know, Christian vernacular comes into play. Well, aside of that, explaining to everybody my indigestion, I need some Tums here, folks, I think. I mean, if you could hear right now in the studio, it sounds like water, hot water bubbling up within my stomach. Oh, that's so gross, Brad. I know it is. And I'm the one that's got to be on the radio for the next hour here. Now, yesterday what we talked about is we talked about exposing them that create crimes to any degree so they can get their way through their political agenda or their lifestyles. I thought it was so good. We're going to bring forth a little bit more of an exposition on that very topic today. And boy, if you thought some of them were bad yesterday, just wait until you hear the ones that we got going on today. Again, you got Bradley. Jake should be in just a couple minutes. Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-997.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get
get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
So, we'll give you a couple mystical things. I shouldn't say mystical, prophetic things that happened with the Titanic. Shortly before retiring to his first-class cabin on the Titanic, on the night of April 14, 1912, Charles Melville Hayes offered a fellow passenger a chillingly timely prophecy about the intense transatlantic steamship rivalry then underway between the White Star, Cunard, and Hamburg American Lines. This is what he said. "The time will come soon," Hayes told Colonel Archibald Gracie, "when this will be checked by some appalling disaster." 3 hours later, the disaster hit, and he was dead. Another story goes as follows. The young victims of the Titanic were not the only children lost that fateful night. Many miles away in Scotland, a young girl named Jessie was being comforted by her parents or nurses as she lay dying of her illness. In her delirious state, Jessie told her comforters that she was having a vision of a large ship sinking with many people drowning and someone called Wally playing a fiddle. Within hours of her death, the Titanic slowly sank as Wally Hartley and the rest of the band played. Titanic survivor Isaac Frothenall had a dream before boarding the ship. It seemed to me, he would recall, that I was on a big steamship that suddenly crashed into something and began to go down. He had the dream again when on board the Titanic, and after the collision with the iceberg, he had no hesitation upon entering a lifeboat. It's also a story told on the Titanic where an old woman would not go to sleep because she had a vision that the ship was going to sink. And she was exactly right. On land in the United States, many had visions of the Titanic sinking and many dying in the process of the ship going down. Wow, it really exemplifies the fact that prophecy is alive and well.
Spiritual things are for real.
Very much. Oh, what's also interesting, folks, is when the Titanic went down, you know, people that had no time before the Titanic began to sink, they had no time for God. But what's quite interesting is when the ship began to sink, guess what they did? They huddled around the band and began to sing gospel hymns. Yep. Wow. How'd that work out for him?
Remembering all their catechism prayers?
Yep.
It all came really quick.
Forgot about God until it hit, right? Mm-hmm. And the song was Near to My God to Thee. Huh. Wow. So we're just telling you a little bit of the history around the Titanic, namely what happened in Cokato here in 1912. And the story behind the pastor and his wife and the little girl that went to Finland when they were told not to do it. But both of them in Cokato, Minnesota, died on the Titanic. And I thought it was rather interesting. What were your highlights?
I think there's 27 passengers, either 11 or 16, one of the two that didn't make it, and the rest made it. I think maybe the 11 survived and 16 didn't, which is kind of bizarre. 27 people in Minnesota.
The Minnesota, yeah.
Just that traveled in the Titanic. And I think another thing is how man puts their... It shows Romans 1 where it talks about that they worship the creature more than the creator. When they put all their faith and their confidence in their own innovation and their own knowledge and their own wisdom, and they abandon that God. Like, they're going to be able to escape one day. They're going to permeate themselves fully with protection from his divine hand.
Yeah. Well, just keep in mind, I believe it was Bruce Ismay and those that built the Titanic.
Yeah.
It began to go around as a coined phrase that God himself couldn't even sink the ship. By the way, there was another ship called... there was the Titanic, and then there was another ship called the Titan. That's right. Oh, okay. And there was a book written about the Titan. And, folks, you should see the similarities. It's incredible. It's kind of like Kennedy and Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln, yeah.
Yeah. Throw that up really quick. I think that stuff is interesting stuff. But even speaking of the Titanic and the Titan, the similarities were scary, folks. Same month, same time, an iceberg in the front of the ship. I mean, it's incredible. And here we are today.
Mm-hmm. And you see how providence through the whole situation, again, in the beginning of the 1900s, just how faithful God is to get people's attention.
Yeah.
Say, wake up here.
But they wouldn't listen.
I know it.
They wouldn't listen until the ship began to sink.
Yeah. There's a book called The Harbinger, I think that's what it's called. It's actually on WND. They've been advertising a while, and they got this documentary about it. But it just talks about the signs when Israel was so bold and so bold-faced against God. He would send Assyria. Assyria breached their walls and attacked them. It was only a short time. God was chastening them, saying, look, I can at any time wipe you out. Turn back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So then when Assyria came back out, Israel, instead of saying, hey, you know what, we need to get things right, just like in 9/11, go to church for a little bit, and then they said, we're going to replace our walls, all the sycamores that were destroyed, we're going to replace them with cedars, we're going to do this, 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 because we're smart, and we've evolved now, and we're strong enough, and all this nonsense.
We're going to protect ourselves from
voodoo.
Big bad God's warnings.
Yeah, and the warnings are set to get you back on the right course. I mean, I couldn't even imagine. There was Salvation Army people, there was people from all walks of life on this ship that died. I could not even imagine you're in a tomb out there. And that really is judgment, isn't it?
Water.
You've sowed your seeds in your life, and there's no more turning back.
Yeah. Even what's interesting now, even to the present, concerning the Titanic, they said they actually have film of this, but there's documentaries where they just go through the whole ship, and it's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
But they show when they were taking off back to the United States, they filmed behind, and there was a mystical glow over the top of where the Titanic sank.
Oh, weird.
No, it's really weird. And I don't like using the word mystical.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was enough warnings for people not to do what they did in the first place, but they did it anyhow. But it was like blatantly giving God the finger to say that he couldn't sink that ship. Yeah. Why do people reverse
that? Why? Yeah, exactly. Why?
Why that? If God gave you an opportunity to be on this earth, why do we want to spit against him when he gave us what he gave us? And it's almost like when we create something, then we try to get rid of God. It's like scientists.
Yeah.
And again, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Science is the study of creation. Therefore, if it's the study of creation, we have a creator.
Mm-hmm.
Science is what God created. And when we have innovation within ourselves, as you said earlier, we make these ships.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, when we make the ships, we think, well, thanks for the ideas, God. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
It's like now we're going to live our own world without you. How absolutely foolish.
It's totally the devil in Isaiah where he ascends his throne above God. God created him, gave him all things, endowed him with all the blessings that he had. And then all of a sudden, one day, oh, cast off God. Well, that flew for about a second, it flew about as fast as the Titanic flew as it sank.
Yeah. Here, let me give you some of the... Titanic was 882 feet long. The Titan was 800 feet long. Giving you a parallel, folks. Both ships carried too few lifeboats. Titanic had 20. Titan had 24. Both struck an iceberg and sank because of a gash in the starboard side of the ship. Same side. Titanic and Titan both met their doom in April. Titanic carried approximately 2,200 passengers. The Titan carried 2,500 passengers. I'm waiting for Lincoln and Kennedy parallels. Both ships were recommended speeds, or I'm sorry, they were exceeding recommended speeds when they struck the iceberg. Titanic and Titan both sank bow first. And by the way, each vessel was touted as unsinkable. So, I mean, if you want to go ahead and dare God's justice, mm-hmm. just keep promoting it.
Yeah, and look at how much, that, like you talked about before, the prophetic words that people were getting. This novel that was written before the Titanic didn't even exist. This never happened. It was a story written about an event that was a novel. It wasn't true. And then all of a sudden, here it is written. And people just disregard it all as coincidence.
Yep.
Or
coincidence. You know, no such thing, friends, as coincidence. Yep.
And why would there be when God created all things? Of course God understands what's all going to happen.
Yeah.
And to cast him off, and especially when the fact that you know he exists, because the same people that said God couldn't even sink the ship obviously believe there is a God, right? But he's not going to sink the ship?
That's exactly right. Just like what you said with Isaiah 14, it's almost like, you know what? I know more than you, God.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and show you what I can do. And the Lord says, okay, I'm just going to let you go too. I'm going to withhold my mercy from you. And I'm going to show you what you can do without me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. And today, speaking of the church, the minute that you have someone prophetically go to warn the church because they won't judge themselves, lest they be condemned with the world, they won't do that anymore, folks. Well, it's interesting. Now what they do is they just stone the prophets with their words. In some countries, they kill the prophets. And the prophets are sent for the good of the people, just like Jeremiah, just like Amos. And what do? They reject them. Until it begins to happen, and then they want to talk to that prophet again.
That's
but the problem is a lot of times they've already killed the guy or gotten rid of him.
The ship's already sinking.
That's exactly right. So, folks, we're going to come back. I'm going to show you some parallel just on a rabbit trail, but it's food for thought, and it's great food for thought. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Give us a call.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Joining us today in the studio is Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Jake.
I want you to share with our listeners this new product that you have so that people can be aware of their health and the health of their children moving forward in this great nation blessed with liberty that we have right now.
Well, that's a great question, and certainly to be free, we must be healthy as well as free spiritually and politically. One of the most egregious things that has happened to Americans is the medical system. They know little or nothing about the nutritional needs of the human being. Every school kid knows that our skin repairs itself every 28 days, but so does our heart and our liver and our kidneys and muscles and bones and cartilage and eyes and so on. And we're not getting the raw materials that our grandparents used to. I'm a veterinarian as well as a primary care physician. And in the animal industry, we've actually eliminated 900 different diseases that still plague people. We did that not with organ transplants and wonder drugs and genetically engineered proteins, but just simply by putting all the known required vitamins and minerals into the animal's feed. So 35 years ago, I began to take this animal research and create programs for humans. We've been able to get people off the heart transplant list, kidney dialysis, liver transplant list, just by giving them the right nutrients. It became so attractive to so many people, we actually put it into a program. We have what's called the Healthy Start Pack, which actually has three products in it. It gives them all 90 essential nutrients. We need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And it's impossible to get from your food.
I want to bring all of our listeners to sonsoflibertyteam.com. Longevity is the company. And it's very easy to find out if you have a certain ailment in your life or your son or your daughter or et cetera. You can find the specific product that can meet that need. Isn't that correct, Dr. Wallach?
That is correct. We actually have books and CDs. It's kind of like a Betty Crocker cookbook for health.
Fantastic.
And you look up the secret sauce that goes along with the basic program, which is the Healthy Start Pack. And I like people to get on the Healthy Start Pack before they get sick. Kind of like putting oil in your car before the engine burns up.
Sure.
They can get a hold of these books and CDs and DVDs by giving us a call at 855-819-6864, 855-819-6864. They want to ask for this Healthy Start Pack because it gives you everything you need to reduce your risk of these 900 different diseases and all birth defects is just about zero. If you have a health problem, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis, bone-to-bone arthritis, you have low back problems, you have restless leg syndrome, insomnia, you have high blood pressure, heart disease, liver problems, gallbladder problems, kidney stones, call this number, ask for the books. In many cases, they can just tell you what to do for it. you add the secret sauce. There is actually secret sauce for 900 different diseases. Within weeks, usually, you say, oh, my gosh, there's a remarkable improvement here. We can actually regrow cartilage. We can get people off their high blood pressure medication. We get them off the liver transplant list. And this sounds pretty bizarre. People say, well, that can't be right. Well, it is true. It's been hidden from us because the medical system learned how to game the system.
Yep.
And they're using the American people as ATM machines as opposed to treating them as patients.
Dr. Wallet, can they not, as they share these products with their friends and with relatives, turn this into a business of their own, promoting life?
You're exactly right. And there's nothing wrong with being rewarded for helping others. And
agreed.
It's a very simple system. You become a student of the business. We have books and CDs and DVDs, a lot of free webinars, a lot of free conference calls, events, regional and local events that cost nothing for people to go to. We're always looking for somebody to step forward, take that leadership role, and become a student of this information. We've made more millionaires every year for the last 17 years than any other company out there, simply because our product is a functional product. It actually helps people. It's not just a widget that we're selling some funny thing that may or may not do some good. It just works. As predictable as gravity, Jake.
Sure.
And so when people become a leader in this area, people will actually go to them and say, okay, I'm bringing my child with eczema. I'm asking about my father who has sleep apnea. I'm asking about my father who has beginning of dementia, Alzheimer's disease. We've had people who had dementia and they were diagnosed by 5 neurology clinics as having terminal Alzheimer's disease, and in 10 days' time, they were cured just by changing their diet and giving them the right nutrients. This is very remarkable stuff. There's not a single prescription drug, Jake, that cures anything with the exception of antibiotics. And so what we teach people is that there are cures available. We give them some insight what direction to go, and we have been building an army of people who are getting rid of diseases they've had for 25 years. For instance, people who've been legally blind for 10, 12, 15 years, and in 90 days they can read 20/20 without glasses. And so I urge people to give us a contact at 855-819-6864, 855-819-6864. Getting this information out is imperative to the safety and the continued freedom of this great country.
That's why the Sons of Liberty support this. Folks, again, you can go to the website, sonsoflibertyteam.com, sonsoflibertyteam.com, or you can call Dr. Wallach at 855-819-6864. Thank you so much for being with us, Doctor.
Thanks, Jake. Keep up the great work of the Sons of Liberty and God's great work.
Okay, well, we started off the show with the Titanic, paralleling that with the coincidences, as the world would say, to the Titan. And then I thought of the Kennedy Lincoln assassination, coincidences as the world says. This is really strange stuff. Both presidents were shot in the back of the head on the Friday before a major holiday while seated beside their wives, neither of whom were injured. Both were in the presence of another couple, and in each case that man was also wounded by the assassin. After both assassinations with John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln, there were loud and insistent claims that the fatal shot must have come from a different direction than what the people were told. Each president in his 30s married a socially prominent 24-year-old girl who spoke French fluently. While in the White House, each president had a family of 3 children and both lost a child through death. Both had been boat captains. Wow. Both were related to a U.S. senator, attorney general, ambassador to Great Britain, and the mayor of Boston.
Wow.
Talking about the coincidences, as the world would say, of Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy, each had been elected to Congress in the year of 47 and were vice presidential runner-ups in the year 56. Each was elected president in the 60s. Before each was elected, a sister died. Both had a friend named Billy Graham and knew an Aldea Stevenson. Now, that's a pretty bizarre coincidence. Yes. President Kennedy had a secretary named Mrs. Lincoln, and President Lincoln had a secretary named Mrs. Kennedy. Both were succeeded by vice presidents named Johnson. Andrew, born in 1808, and Lyndon in 1908.
Wow!
That is bizarre. Okay? Both assassins had 50.
We
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A hostage situation is unfolding in Valparaiso, Indiana this hour as a gunman is holding an unknown number of people in a real estate office. Valparaiso Police Sergeant Michael Grenna says shots were fired as the incident unfolded.
Our department just got the call from dispatchers that there was a gunman that had entered the building. Officers arrived on scene. Actually, what I can add to it now is officers arrived on the scene and a brief exchange of gunfire did take place between the officers and the gunman.
Oil and Go employee Mindy Zarnecki says police have cordoned off the area around the hostage situation.
Five roads converge right there at the light and they're all closed off.
Some people have been able to flee the building, which houses a Prudential real estate office, but some employees remain inside. Also at SRNNews.com, Pedro Hernandez is expected to be arraigned on charges of murder today in the Aiden Pates case. Police say Hernandez confessed to killing the boy who disappeared exactly 33 years ago today in one of New York City's most notorious missing child cases. Ernie Allen, head of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, says the arrest does have an impact on many others.
The most important thing is that it sends a loud, clear message to searching parents everywhere that you don't close these cases. The search goes on.
In other news, the judge in the John Edwards trial says she's dealing with a juror issue, and she's warning the panel not to deliberate outside the jury room or in small groups. U.S. District Judge Catherine Eagles closed the courtroom to reporters Friday afternoon for about 35 minutes to talk to attorneys about a jury matter. Partial results from Egypt's presidential election indicate that the candidate of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has won a spot in a runoff election next month. He'll likely face either a veteran of ousted leader Hosni Mubarak's group or a dark horse leftist candidate who's close behind. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points to 12,455. The Nasdaq dropped 2. The S&P lower by 3 and oil at 90.86 a barrel. This is SRN News.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think baby talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo and die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Thursday through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Games for only select styles, only valid May 24th through May 28th.
A battle between the National Automobile Dealers Association and the Federal Trade Commission has been settled out of court.
A federal judge says auto dealers who use consumers' bad credit histories to charge them more interest on car loans must follow the law and tell buyers they have negative information on their credit report, even if the loan is farmed out to a bank or finance company. The association wanted car dealers who assigned the loan to a third party to be exempted from the law. The FTC said the dealers were still responsible for the notice. The judge agreed and dismissed the association's complaint. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More Americans will hit the road this holiday weekend than a year ago, and they'll have a little bit more money to spend thanks to lower gasoline prices. The Auto Club, AAA, says about 30.7 million people will drive more than 50 miles for Memorial Day trips. That's 400,000 more than last year. This is SRN News. The UN Human Rights Commissioner Navi Pillay, who's been visiting Zimbabwe, is urging Western nations to lift sanctions against the country's President Robert Mugabe and his supporters.
Navi Pillay warned that unless there was speedy progress, the next election, likely to happen within a year, could see a repeat of the violence of 2008, when President Mugabe's supporters were accused of killing, beating and torturing hundreds of people. Navi Pillay said there was hope that Zimbabwe could avoid more violence and finally turn.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely.
absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Oh my God. Folks, I'm reading some of these coincidentals.
Uh-huh.
Michael Dick had been traveling around the UK with his family to track down his daughter. Lisa was her name. He had lost contact with her 10 years earlier. After a long, fruitless search, he approached the Suffolk Free Press, who agreed to help him by putting an appeal in their newspaper. Fortunately, his long-lost daughter saw the appeal, and the pair were reunited. The odd thing was, his daughter had been right behind him when the free paper took a photograph of him, and what are the chances of that? That's pretty incredible.
Wow.
See, that's divinity again, friends. Wow. Businessman Danny DeToyet made a speech to an audience in South Africa. The topic of his speech was, "Watch out because death can strike you down at any time." At the end of his speech, he put a peppermint in his mouth and choked to death on it. Kind of reminds me of Mussolini. Isn't that interesting? Remember Mussolini said, "God, if you're there, strike me dead"? Well, if you look at the end of Mussolini's life, God accommodated him. He was hung upside down with his mistress, and his head was bashed in from the people that he was supposed to serve.
That's right.
God did accommodate. In 1996, Paris police set out to investigate a late-night high-speed car crash, and both drivers had been killed instantly. Investigations revealed that the deceased were, in fact, man and wife. Police initially suspected some kind of murder or suicide pact, but it became apparent that this pair had been separated for several months. Neither could have known that the other would have been out driving that night. It was just a terrible coincidence. Well, Heather, we're trying to put people in a good mood here, not in a bad mood. My goodness.
That was pretty morbid.
You're fired. done. Did you know that Mark Twain was born on the day of the appearance of Halley's Comet in 1835? Whoop-de-doo.
I was born in the appearance of a comet, too.
Really?
Yeah. A star was born the night I was born, too.
Mm-hmm. The falling star?
Well, no, it was born. They die and then they fall.
Oh.
So probably when I die, it'll fall, I suppose.
Mark Twain was born on the day of the appearance of Halley's Comet in 1835 and died on the day of its next appearance in, appearance in 1910. He himself predicted this in 1909 when he said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835. It is coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it."
Reminds me of Martin Luther King Jr. a little bit.
When he prophesied that he wouldn't live to be 40?
Yeah. JFK.
40. You know what's also interesting about that? Mark Twain. If you read his writing, he's just condescending. He's sarcastic about everything. It's like, dude, did you not...
Yeah.
I someone not get the their problem. Coffee this morning there, Marky?
You can tell by the way he wore his hair.
What do you think would have happened if I'd have said to Mark Twain, "Hey, Marky Mark"? You think you'd have liked that?
I don't know. You know what his real name is?
What?
I think it's Roger. It's Clemens.
Well, Clemens. Why do people do that? Oh, they have surnames. God gives people surnames. Yeah.
What was it? Clemens. Oh, for Carl.
See, I mean, for example, my name is Bradley Presley, but I just call myself Bradley Dean.
Stick with Dean, yeah.
May as well, because if I said I was Bradley Presley and people see me,
oh my gosh!
Yep, it's him.
That's gotta be his son. I know it.
You got Nicole on line one. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Ooh. I do want to say that last one that you gave was pretty morbid.
Morbid is the word. But, and you know what? I'm going to fire Heather for doing that. But go ahead.
Well, I wanted to call and say that it's interesting as I'm listening how God doesn't leave himself without witness when he does something. Just when you're talking about the dreams and things that people got before even the Titanic, it's like he's always there leaving himself a witness in everything that happens. And it's just, I mean, even looking at today's times and the parallels of, you know, what's happened in the past and what's going on now, and to pay attention to history, but I just thought that that was great.
Well, what's also interesting is my little three-year-old boy, when we went to that Titanic memorial today, he said, "Dad, it wasn't creepy." He told me it wasn't creepy. But if you really think about it, the coincidences, as men call them, sometimes they're really creepy and really eerie.
Yeah,
it's just like, ooh, you sometimes get a chill going down your back like, what's up with that?
Yeah. Dude, when they
we have nothing to do with death, though, because we're found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Who's alive forevermore. Yep. Amen. Thank you for your call, Nicole, for the sake of time. We got to get to another one. I love this trend. You know, I don't know why I like talking about things like this, because it gets people to think.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you the supernatural world.
Right.
And men cannot call this coincidence. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it.
Let's share that story of how you found your brother. I mean, that was a pretty miraculous story.
Oh, this is for serious.
Yeah.
I remember watching I was in the world, rock and roller, doing my thing. And I remember one time, I was watching a televangelist at my girlfriend's house. And I remember he was begging for money, and it really bothered me. And as I started to kind of just tap into what he was doing, he was asking for financial help to help people that were in need of healing. This was when I was 23 years old. It wasn't that long ago. But I sent in $68, and it just happened to be the only $68 that I had. Now, the parallel of the story is my mom, in 1968, had a child that she gave up for adoption. And she went through child support services. I mean, she went everywhere, every administrative option she had within the state to try to track down the child that she gave up for adoption. Now, back to the story. When I gave the $68 to the televangelist, I just said to the Lord, to him, nobody knew what I said. And I wrote this in my comic book, by the way. Lord, will you show me something in a way where no one could ever show me in a million years? Because I believe you. I never questioned his existence. I wasn't that stupid.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how to get to him. So I prayed in Jesus' name and I asked him, just show me, Lord, who you are. Show me something where no man in a million years could ever make it happen. Well, my girlfriend, a week and a half after that happened, my girlfriend's sister called me from a grocery store in a city called Anoka, Minnesota. And she called me just out of nowhere. And she said, Brad, I know you told me about your mom that's looking for her adopted kid that she gave up. And he was born in 1968. And she said, I'm standing here at this grocery store right now. His name is John, and he looks just like you. And I said to myself in arrogance, well, he's a pretty fortunate individual, isn't he?
Lucky guy.
She said, I want you to talk to him. He gets on the phone. He said, hey. I said, hey. Thought it was kind of awkward, weird. He said to me, he goes, so she thinks you might be my brother. I said, were you adopted out? He said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, when were you born? I said, dude, I don't know anything about the kid that she gave up. I just know she did it in 1968, and she's trying to find him. He gave me his birthday, October 2nd, 1968. I said, let me do this. Let me call my mom and just call you back. And I really honestly didn't think anything about it, and I forgot what I asked the Lord a week and a half prior to that. So what I did is I called my mom up at work. She works for the railroad. And I said, hey, Mom, I got a question for you. She said, what? I said, Mary Sue's sister, my girlfriend's sister, just called and said, there's a guy down here at this store that looks just like me. And my mom just happened to say to me, boy, he must be pretty blessed. Totally kidding. So in the conversation, I said, Mom, she said he looks just like me. And I said, I just got a question for you. I said, I'm not saying anything here, but when was John or when was your son born in 1968? And she said, October 2nd, 1968. And I remember right when she told me that, I just got hit like a ton of bricks as to what I asked God a week and a half prior to that in Jesus' name. And it wasn't a couple days later that my mom was reunited with the son that she gave up in 1968. Don't ever tell me it's coincidence, friends. Don't ever tell me that God doesn't answer prayers. He answers prayers all the time, 24/7. And you know what's interesting about it? It's free. It's free. The irony with the whole situation, as men call it, I was in the rock and roll scene. Guess where my little brother was in the rock and roll scene? I'm a drummer. Guess what he was doing? Playing bass. I remember the first time I seen him, he looked just like my mom. It's like, oh my gosh, twins. And that was it. That was the story. But a pretty powerful one at that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one step further to me saying, Lord, there is no denying that you still hear if only you ask in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty having a little fun, but factual information just getting you to think. If you'd like to see who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be friends, go on Bradley Dean Facebook or follow me on Twitter 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter.